I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Oh, all right. I hear you. We will give it to you. After lo these many years, literally years, we are back. Hello, everyone. We're back. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to the triumphant return of It's a Thing.
Ah, so many trends we've missed over the past 5 years.
And so many that haven't changed at all.
No,
over the
not
past
a bit.
5 years. Avocado toast is still a thing.
Selfie sticks?
Still a thing.
Still a thing.
Yeah. In case you weren't here the first time around and you're just excited that Tom and I are reunited, which is basically what we're excited about.
Yeah.
It's a Thing is a podcast that grew out of a Twitter feed that was basically about random observations of the world around us. And it was the kind of thing we wanted to do because we both had jobs covering tech somewhere else, but really wanted to do some kind of a podcast together. And It's a Thing became a great way for us to talk about, I don't know, like, let's be honest, it mostly was food.
Yeah.
And things we thought were trends, and we loved it. And bless your hearts, you loved it too. And then we just got busy with the jobs again. But now we're back.
Yes, we're back. And each week, kind of, I feel like we're taking the original premise of Buzz Out Loud in 2005, where Molly would bring something and I would bring something, and we'll both talk about that thing. We're each going to bring a thing. And that thing will spark lots of other things for us to talk about. But the idea is to just kind of try to wrap our heads around this crazy old world that we're living in by spotting the stuff that either befuddles or fascinates or both.
Yeah. And we're not going to, I want to be clear that we're going to put a little less pressure on ourselves this time around to actually spot trends in the wider world. If only because it's not that sustainable, A. B, I work in the basement and I never leave the house, so there is no wider world. And C, it's just not as fun. Like, what we realized is that the best part of a podcast is the tangent part. So this is that. It's a show about tangents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a show about trigonometry. Math will be required.
There will be no math. There will be no math. My
God. We expect you all to calculate the tangent, the secant, and the arc secant of every episode and post it on our Patreon.
Why did I agree to do this? What is wrong with me? This, you know what? You accidentally started the show because I am reading this book right now, which is not my thing, but a thing that I'm realizing as a result of reading this book, which I told you about, the three body problem.
Oh, yeah. Cixin Liu. Yeah.
Yes. Is how woefully inadequate everything that I know about science is.
He does that to you in that book particularly.
It's like, yeah, hurtful
because
on the inside.
What's great about that book, and if anybody doesn't know, it's a Chinese author writing a book about, I don't even know how to summarize it, alien contact plus physicist plus
physics.
Yeah.
Right.
And the main characters are learned scientists. So this author made sure that they were believable learned scientists in physics and other disciplines.
I mean, honestly, I've been mostly like, I've been even down the Wikipedia rabbit hole trying to figure out general relativity. That's how poorly educated I am, you guys. I feel like I'm in that 30 Rock scene, you know, where like Alec Baldwin's trying to explain to Liz Lemon what the Habsburgs are. And he's like, what did you study in college? And she's like, theater tech. I'm like, yeah, writing, creative writing and journalism.
But isn't that what's great about that book, though, is it does make you think about that stuff.
It is wonderful.
There's a part in that book where one of the main characters that you've been following for a long time, I don't know if you've got to this point, but it's not really a spoiler. He starts to admit to another character that he really doesn't understand their branch of physics very well. And
oh,
it
really?
Just blows me away. We're like, wait, but this is the physics character. And now there's another physics character. And that's truth. That's reality. Like, not everybody knows all of physics. Everybody has their specialty.
Oh, that's true. There's the what do they call it? The fundamental physicists
yeah.
who are just studying the actual applied, like the sort of more real. And then there's the theoretical ones and they're like, oh yeah, never the twain shall meet.
Right.
What? Anyway, that isn't even one of my things. It's just that reading is making me feel dumb, which is a thing. So I don't know how you're planning to structure the show today. I will tell you, I brought, really guys, there's no plan here. But I will tell you that I brought a thing that I think is a thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And then I brought my thing, like a thing I'm into.
Okay. That fits. I brought a thing we missed over the past gap.
Okay.
That is still a thing and growing. So I think it's still worth discussing. And my thing, which I also think might be a thing, but I also think maybe I'm just ignorant and it's been a thing for a while. So I'm not sure.
Okay. Awesome. I would like you to start, but before we do that, I'm going to do this like for the first few shows and just show off stuff that we were right about back looking through the Twitter feed from way back in the day. Oh, and wow. I would like to point to April 2nd, 2009, electric cigarettes. Oh, electric.
Yeah. Nailed electric. It.
Like whatever. Which is adorable, and I don't know what I thought electric meant.
Well,
but
E6.
In the age of Juul.
Yeah,
was it electronic? Anyway, in the age of Juul, I'm saying nailed it. 2009.
Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, well, sure, we call it vaping now, but you didn't always.
Uh-uh. So there you go.
Boom.
All right. Anyway, what you got?
Okay, this is a thing we missed that's still a big thing. So I and something that I have been late to taking part in, but now I've been sucked into, flavored sparkling water.
Oh. Totally. Oh my God. Had we been doing this show,
oh, yeah.
I would have been like, LaCroix. And full disclosure, I tried to get my employer to do a story about LaCroix, like hardcore.
Really?
And they have like a crazy CEO. Like, I was like, you guys, it is a thing.
Well,
I just said it just like that in meetings.
LaCroix befuddled me for a long time because I try not to drink soda. Right. I try not every once in a while I'll treat myself to a Coke because I like Coke, but I try not to drink soda. And so when LaCroix came along, I'm like, wait, so you're having soda without any of the benefits of soda? Like, why would you do that? I don't understand. And part of me understood like, oh, but it has none of the negatives. So if you're just like, I have to have the soda feel, I won't have the calories, but I'll still have flavor. Like, but I'm like, that just seems wrong. And then I moved to a very hot place this August. And was very thirsty in August and found myself at the grocery store buying carbonated beverages, some of which were full of sugar. And I'm like, this is a horrible thing. I can't keep doing this. And so now my refrigerator is full of sparkling ice.
Oh, sparkling ice?
Yeah, sparkling ice.
You make
ice.
Your LaCroix into ice?
No, it's not LaCroix. It's a different, you know, because there's like 15 LaCroix imitators now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I've tried many of them at this point. Sparkling ice is like a tall plastic bottle, and it's mango, black cherry, you know, the different flavors like that. And it's got a more citrusy flavor. It's got a more full flavor than LaCroix. Also, it has more food coloring than LaCroix, too, which I don't love, but tastes great.
Yeah, that is hilarious. What's hilarious is that I feel like you didn't know about sparkling water before. Is that true or not true?
Well, I knew about sparkling water, like right.
Oh, I see.
And then,
but then it was like when it became a
when
tasty...
LaCroix became a thing, I was like, wait, I'm seeing it everywhere. Like it used to be this thing that a few people like, I'll have some Perrier, right? And then LaCroix hit the scene and it blew up, and I was resisted it for the longest time.
I mean, you are so freaking right. Like over, I would say that time period, LaCroix is probably the most notable. Other than maybe like CrossFit, like it is such a thing. And it was, it came away around in such a way that you are absolutely right. Like we would have done multiple shows on LaCroix and its level of famous.
Man, CrossFit.
Oh, so genius.
CrossFit is new. I forget. I feel like CrossFit's been with us forever. Like when you said CrossFit, I'm like, what are you talking about? CrossFit's been here. Oh no, it hasn't.
Since we have been doing our show, CrossFit came and apparently is not going to go. It's still in the Discord. James says it is the CrossFit of water, which is so amazing. Oh man! And I just realized how many episodes we can do about CrossFit related stuff. Other things that have come arrived since. So you had like LaCroix, CrossFit, all birds. I mean, scooters, so many things. All right. Well, I guess on that note, then I'm going to be a little predictive, I hope, which is because I think I've spotted a thing somewhat early.
From the past to the future.
Yeah. To the future, which I am obsessed with. It's a thing right now. And that thing is modest fashion.
Oh, this is like casual dining, but for fashion.
I guess so, except that it's not casual. It literally is like a fashion movement, but it's based around modesty.
Okay.
And it started as, you know, it's like faith-based in origin because, you know, you had Muslim women or women from India who are just like, look, I need to be more covered up, but I still want to look cool.
Right.
And in fact, I started thinking about it a little bit when, of all things, Melania Trump went to Saudi Arabia, like early on, you know, when the glowing orb photos came out of it.
Yeah.
But I remember reading something specifically that was talking about like, oh, she looks so great and she was so appropriately and modestly dressed. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then not that long ago, I came across my new favorite Instagram feed called The Modist, M-O-D-I-S-T. So clever, so funny. But it is just these like beautiful, fabulous clothes. Like, I am obsessed with it. Like, I want to get a giant faux fur yellow coat and a floor length gown and book a trip to Abu Dhabi like immediately. It's just like a whole, because it's like this kind of cool fashion thing.
Abu Dhabi.
But it's a whole other world. Yeah, it's like fantastic. Anyway, it turned out, and then of course I had to start looking into it because I was like, is this a thing or not a thing? And sure enough, it is a relatively new thing. I found a whole BuzzFeed story about it from just November. November! And it is apparently a $250 billion industry designed by and for women of faith who love fashion. And now, apparently, there's a BuzzFeed series. Follow this. Maybe just one episode, I think.
No, I think you're on it. Despite your earlier caveat, Molly Wood, I think you're already ahead of the game with this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's true, because I did start following The Modest like a while ago.
I've known about the principle behind this, like the idea of Muslim women wanting fashionable clothes that fit the culture. Also Chinese. Like Chinese television, you're not allowed to show skin. So, or too much anyway. And so you have to have more modest, fashionable clothes on a lot of those Chinese dramas, especially the wuxia stuff. So this is definitely a thing. And I had not heard it coined. I had not heard the term until you just told me.
Oh, I love it. And also, it's really beautiful. I mean, it is one of those things where like, I'm excited for this to cross over because I am an adult and don't need to look like a total freaking hoochie.
Right.
So bring me the modest fashion.
That looks good.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It looks gorgeous.
You don't have
love
to compromise looking good. You can't say, well, if I want to look good, I have to be a hoochie. Sorry.
Right.
You know? No more.
No more. No more saying I have to be a hoochie.
Say no to hoochieism.
Anyway, yes, that's
not
my thing.
That there's anything wrong if you want to be a hoochie. That's up to you.
Right. No, please.
We're
feel
not trying
free
to
be hoochie
shame here.
Free country. No hoochie shaming.
Hoochie shaming is not a thing.
Hashtag hoochie shaming. We should really stop now. We're getting in so much trouble. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Your turn.
Okay. This is my current thing. That's my thing. And I think it is, I know it is a thing because I've now noticed other people using it, but I'm not sure how long it's been going on because I have not had to put holiday lights on my house forever since I haven't had a house that I owned.
Yeah.
Even houses that we've rented, we haven't really bothered, right? So we own the house this year, and Eileen and I were like, well, we just put up some lights. That'll be fun. And I'm thinking still in my head, like it's the 1970s. I have to get the big glass bulbs, you know, run power cords everywhere. But we go to the store, and I find out all the lights that you buy now are solar powered. For outdoor use.
Oh.
Like, you could still get a few things that are outdoor that are not, and you could certainly get lots of indoor stuff that's plug in, but pretty much everything has a little solar panel, and you put on a stake in the ground, and it has a battery in it, and it charges up during the day, and then runs your lights throughout most of the night, and then when the sun comes up, it starts the cycle all over again. And it has a daylight sensor, so as soon as the sun comes up, it turns the lights off, so that it can save that power for charging and using the next night.
I feel like I had no idea was happening.
I'm actually so glad.
Yeah, no, I really didn't. And in fact, now I'm literally on target.com because I'm like, well, this will solve my entire problem, which is that I don't have any power outside and therefore don't have any lights out there.
No, me either. We have no external outlets on this house. So for the one thing that I bought, the very first thing I bought was a little projector that projects snowflakes on the side of your house.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah.
The best. Those are, by the way, a thing. Like also as of thing. Maybe They've 2 years ago ish.
Yeah, yeah. Two.
But a thing like we thing we missed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that one I had to run a power cord like under the garage door in the corner where it won't disrupt the garage door too much. And I was like, I can't run a bunch of these things. And then when I go to buy some other stuff, it's like, this is amazing. You're independent. You can put them wherever. You don't have to run a power cord anywhere.
What? I'm shopping. I'm sorry. I know I stopped talking completely. It's
no, because you should buy these. They're this is it's responsible, right? Because I guess, you know, battery disposal or whatever, but right. You're not using the power grid power. Solar panels, I guess, have come down in price enough that you can, you know, these little ones, they don't cost a lot.
Yeah. And they're full on little Christmas lights. Like they're not even, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
And they work.
And they have blue ones.
I did, by the way, I did this with walkway lights too. I bought little LED walkway lights by our sidewalk
cute.
That do the same thing.
And I guess that's my question, because over the years, I have definitely spent a lot of money on solar outdoor lights that you like, you know, the ones you put into the ground. And then every time I move, I get to a house that has these like janky, old, no longer functioning solar lights. Like they just seem to not work or crap out early, but maybe they've gotten better.
They've gotten better. Mm. With my walkway lights, the ones that are up near the house and that don't get as much sun because they're, you know, in the shade of the house for part of the day, they probably fizzle out around 10 or 11 at night, right? So they, you know, they're only good for the early evening. But the ones out in the front work great. And all my Christmas light stuff, I've got the panels out where they're getting good sun all day. Now, of course, definitely people in the Discord are pointing out that if you have snow pile up on your solar panel, that's an issue. You know, so it would require maintenance in places where you're going to have to go out and not only shovel the sidewalk, but brush the snow off the solar panels, I guess.
Yes, I guess there is that. Also, yeah, which we need to check our weather privilege right now because we have no idea. I'm going to briefly point out that in August of 2015, we said cold brew was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Still is.
Yep.
Just now it's back cold on the brew Twitter everything. Feed. It's not even
now
just
it's cold brew everything.
It's not even just coffee. It's like I've seen cold brew green tea recently.
Yeah, totally. And then before I move on to my other thing that is totally just my thing, I will say I have also noticed just this year, and I think they probably happened before, but outdoor Christmas ornaments, like big baubles.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
trying not to say that the other way.
Right.
Large baubles mm-hmm. hanging from outdoor bushes and stuff. Like people are really
what's a shorter
actually
way to
decorating.
Say bauble?
If only there were a word for that,
like
for a
really
circular,
large, round,
decorative, bauble. Large, round objects. Anyway, yeah, that seems to be a thing. And I'm like, where are you guys all getting them? Because I keep looking at Rite Aid and Target and not seeing them. My thing, which you probably heard in the preview, but is like really my thing right now, is that I'm trying to become a plant lady.
Ah, yes.
Which is its own thing, like its own category of person. Like the person who manages to successfully and beautifully decorate with plants. And it looks so good. It is so
plants,
classy.
I mean, when they're new and healthy, and if you can keep them healthy, look great. They make your house look amazing.
They really do. And I think it's partly because I've been watching a lot of HGTV shit lately because mm-hmm. I just have been knitting a lot, which is a whole separate. That's an older thing. 2015, by the way, we said yarn, which I think might have been all me. Yarn is a thing for me.
Yeah.
But I've been I watched that couple from Texas that renovates a whole house like in Waco. I don't know what they're called. I don't know. But anyway, they always have this like perfect use of plants. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going in.
How's it going?
And so far it's going pretty well. And it's a really interesting process of like loving the plants and caring for them and trying to, and like stalking them and making sure that they, and moving them around the house. Like I've actually
stalking
been trying
them?
To
like creeping up behind them and.
No. Yeah. Kind of. And trying to scare them. Yeah.
Just spying on them, making sure they're not doing anything suspicious.
Exactly. Like, what's your deal? What's your deal, plant? Tell me what's up.
I know
up.
Where you live, plant. Stockholm.
And I've had, like, so far, I've had some outdoor plants for a while. This is what made me think, like, okay, maybe I can do this because I have some succulents and I have rosemary and thyme and mint because, again, California, checking my privilege in the climate department. And I was like, all right, okay. And then I got some air plants and some indoor cactus, and those went fine. I'm like, you know, and then like an indoor succulent, also good. And then I bought a philodendron, which is still like an easy houseplant to take care of. And then I got some of those little, what are they called? Pilea pepperoni. I don't know. They're another easy
pepperoni plant where you grow your own pepperoni plant. Make your own pizzas. Yep. It's great.
I mean, there are benefits to being a plant.
Why wouldn't you?
And then I just bought my first like difficult plant called Calathea.
Oh, you're leveling up.
I'm leveling up.
What's a Calathea?
That's the one. It's it looks a little like a philodendron, like it's a big, like big leaves, but the leaves are super brightly colored and the underside of the leaves are bright purple.
Oh.
On the one I have.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on top they're almost like this stripy green. Like it is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I read a thing about how it's like a little bit tough to take care of. And so that's the one that I'm really stalking where I just like look at it all the time. I'm trying not to scare it. I'm checking its leaves constantly. I don't know.
Well, you should stop stalking it if you're trying not to scare it.
I feel like a crazy person literally even saying this out loud. All of my plant lady stuff. Like, who am I? When did I want to be a plant lady?
When you wanted your house to look amazing, that's when.
It looks so pretty. They look so pretty. I got one of those snake plants, the Sansevieria.
Snake plants?
Yeah, the snake plants are the ones that they're always using on the... oh, yeah. What you just said it in the on Fixer Upper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Rich. And they're the ones that are, you know, they're like tall and spiky and they're almost like a cactus. I have all these tabs open. I'm just going to drop them in the Discord for the people who are there and then we'll put them in the show notes.
That's awesome.
On the website, I hope. We haven't discussed show notes, but
Rich is in there grabbing links and putting them in as we go too.
I know.
He's all amazing. Over it. Rich Struffolino
anyway,
is the best.
It's very exciting. It's like a new thing to take care of. They look beautiful, so we'll talk again in like 2 or 3 months.
Well, I think we've got our first ongoing check-in segment.
I know, totally.
How are you doing with your fussy plants, Molly?
But it makes me wonder, like, they do seem to be a bigger decorating element than I had noticed before, and I wonder if that's just because I'm paying attention now, or...
Right, is it the learn a new word thing, or have they... Is it new?
Like, I found out you can order plants on Etsy.
Yeah, I found that out recently too because I was looking for particular plants for outside, and when I did searches, Etsy kept coming up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, I don't want macrame plants; I want real ones. And then I was like, no, they're real plants. Look at that.
Yeah, I ordered like air plants there. I got my little Pilea pepperonis there. I don't know who knew. So maybe plants are also a thing for more than just me. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, like getting into plants. Maybe.
Yeah, like getting into plants.
Not that people haven't been into plants forever, of course, but like it might be resurgent.
I wonder. Yeah. If you are seeing that to be the case in your life, email us feedback@itsathing.com.
Dot me.
It's a thing dot me. Feedback@itsathing.me is totally what I meant to say.
It's totally what you said. I don't know what you're talking about.
And while you're doing that, you should go check out our redesigned website by Adam Christensen, because it looks amazing.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. Thank you, Adam.
Yep, we got a new logo and everything. I love it.
By the way, I have the rundown for season 3. Season 3, episode 1 of It's a Thing, you called out Instacart as a thing. And today, Instacart and Whole Foods broke up. But Instacart's doing fine.
Instacart's doing fine. I am a little upset about the Whole Foods thing, but I've been meaning to sort of continue separating from the Amazon empire. So I feel like this just now I can, because you can get Sprouts on Instacart. I'm like, all right, maybe I can break away now. But that was very relevant to my interest and upsetting. And you're totally right. It did become a thing. Yeah. Actually, delivery overall, like grocery delivery
Postmates
across the board.
And Instacart and huge DoorDash thing.
Should we do one? I'm going to do one more before we go. For example, back to 2009, April 24th, Korean tacos.
Oh, yeah. Still a thing.
Still a thing.
I don't think they got as big as I thought they would, though.
Yeah. They stayed a street truck mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstay, for sure. Yeah. How about this? 2009, arced lamps. the mid-century modern.
Oh, yeah, the Edison lamps now.
Because mid-century, but I'm talking about the mid-century one where it's really a big arced stem, like the lamp arches over the...
Isn't Edison lamps like the
bulb thing?
Edison's the bulb, right. I was thinking of the arc, because you get the arc in the bulb. That's a different thing. Also a thing.
Also a thing. Yeah, I think mid-century modern is totally back. It's a thing. We're like powering through all our things. We got to stop.
There's always more things. And the reason there are always is because of you, the listener, who sends them to us and does it because we're so lazy. No, we want to hear about your things. Feedback at itsathing.me. Also, if you're a patron, patreon.com/itsathing, we'll make it worth your while. Because first of all, every patron gets an RSS feed of the show with no ads. The only ads we take are the ones that pre-roll before the show anyway. We don't even know what they are. But if you don't even want those, go become a patron. You can get your own RSS feed that's custom through Patreon. If you give a little more at the It's a Help level, you get some bonus audio. Rich will clip out some of the pre-show, post-show stuff that we talk about. If you really step it up, the It's Your Thing level, you get to nominate a topic and vote on the nominations to be discussed. We'll do that once a month, your thing. It's your shout out. We thank you personally at the end of each show. And the ragtag level, you nominate one tagline we use at the beginning of the show one time each month. This show is exempt from everything because this is just the pilot. But going forward, anybody who's backing us at those levels will get those rewards.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much to the patrons who have already signed up. It was so wonderful and heartwarming in the most sincere way to see that, like, we hadn't even started yet. And you guys were like, great, you're back. Awesome. Yeah. Let's do this.
No, it's amazing. 161 patrons in a week. That's 23 people a day.
That is so crazy and awesome. Oh, Tom and I are so lucky.
Yeah.
Like, we are so lucky. I don't know how many years. Well, for the rest of my life, we will get to be part of this community. And that is just, like, incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. So thank you for welcoming us back in such a wonderful way. We hope we have delivered.
We do. Oh, look, Chad gave us a plus 42. Yay.
Oh, yay.
Well, again, like I said, we've got lots of perks there at the Patreon, patreon.com/itsathing. You can send us an email, feedback@itsathing.me. What else, Molly?
What else? I mean, should we shout out our one guy who's at the shout-out
level?
Do
we have a shout-out guy?
Yeah, we have one guy at the
shout-out
level.
We should definitely
shout-out
that guy.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, wait, are we exempt? No, I want to shout-out Sean Montgomery, who is the one guy at the shout-out level who has been, who has actually been my Twitter homie for a long time. And so it was delightful to see him coming in hot,
you know,
on the Patreon.
This is the benefit of being an early adopter of the shout out level. You get a big, long shout out.
You really do. Like, we talk about it for a long time. Like, we're totally going to hang out in New Orleans. Like, it's a
second shout out still gets
the longer
shout-out,
that list gets. Yeah. Exactly. The shorter the shout outs.
Yeah,
are.
So you want to get in on the shout out as soon as possible is what we're saying.
Definitely do that. Thank you, Sean, and to everybody else who has become a patron. It's really touching. It's awesome.
Well,
missed you guys.
Yay, we're back. Thank you, Molly.
Shout out to Tom.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Sean.
Peace out, guys. Give it to me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.